This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I just felt like we could get them. I mean, you got to believe in your guys. And I thought we were running the ball pretty well, and I felt good about our offensive line, felt good about Derek. Even the two-point play going for that same thing. I mean, you try to go up nine. At some point in time, if they get back in it, if they score again, they're going to go for two to kick it. So,
just giving him opportunity. I believe my receivers are great. They got great hands. You know, the first one in the back of the end zone, I told him, I'm like, bro, I expect you to catch that. He like, I got you. You know, but he made up for it, and he made a terrific catch. Trust all my receivers. When we took that loss, I felt like everyone just died then. Like, yeah, man, it can go either way for us. And we started off, you know, winning games in consecutive weeks back-to-back. We lost to Cleveland, came back win a couple, then we lose to Steelers.
No, I don't think it fits into the wear-down part. I just can tell when we're in the rhythm and we're stringing plays together, and, you know, everybody's doing a great job in the run game for us to have success.
It's Derrick Henry, Ravens running back, and the question after the win, 30-23 Ravens out in L.A. against the Chargers, can you tell you're wearing defenses down? And you heard him say, not really. If we're in our rhythm, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm getting 6 yards a pop, whether it's my first carry, my 15th carry, my 25th carry. Not wearing them down. If we just do what we have to do, I'm kind of going to achieve things, and he achieved things last night as he rushed for over 140 yards, and we'll get into stats and all that good stuff moving forward. And it gets into this quandary that the Ravens may have. You have a quarterback that's on fire throwing the football most weeks. Last week against Pittsburgh, not so much.
Yep.
But most weeks. Just give the ball to Derrick Henry 20-25 times a game. And you're going to be in a lot of second and third and short situations. And I was watching the Manning cast for the first half, full disclosure, on ESPN. It's Vinny and Haney, by the way, 105.7 The Fan. Victory Tuesday, what's up? Bob Haney, V. Serrato, Nolan McGraw, turn it up Tuesday as well. We'll crank it up, crank up the victory songs, whatever you want to do. But both Manning brothers, Peyton Eli, and of course Bill Belichick, like, just give him the ball. And watch these glorious things happen. Don't overthink things. And yeah, you want to get creative and you want to maybe throw the Chargers or insert opponent here off kilter a little bit. But man, you give this dude the ball and he's got a head of steam rolling. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the thing about it, Bob, was he very rarely got stopped for nothing, you know. And they showed that stat about how many, what do you have, 84 yards after contact of his 140? That dude is so strong and so powerful that he just runs through. And we were talking off air, to me, the most impressive run he had when it was third down and one, and he made the first down by himself, stiff-arming two dudes. I mean, nobody does that. I mean, like even Troy Aikman was saying, they were saying Jesse Minter on the side said, I drew up the perfect defense. I got two guys out there.
It's like wrestling. He knocked out two guys at one time.
Yeah. But the thing about it, Bob, he was, Henry had, what, second half, he had 15 carries for 74 yards. First half, he had 9 carries. you know, for 60 yards, I think, something like that. But he was just unstoppable. The thing that hurts them a little bit is that they don't have enough plays. You know, in the first half, they ran 23 plays. 23 compared to 34 for the Chargers. You know, I mean, Lamar threw it 9 times. Henry carried it 9. So, I mean, that's most of it. So, I mean, he's carrying the ball like 50% of the time. So, I mean, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad, you know. So, but he was good. I mean, Lamar was a little shaky out of the gate again with his high passes. He started 1 for 5, ended up 4 for 4 in the first half.
Sure.
You know, and then in the second half, he was 9 for 13.
Now, so, was that Flowers in the end zone where Lamar's like got to jump for it? Or
yes,
was that?
Yeah. That was Flowers.
Yeah.
Tell him to jump.
Yeah.
So
frustration, obviously.
Yeah. And then the other one to Bateman in the end zone. Was that the one? Who was Lamar saying that I told him you should have caught that one? Was that Flowers? Or was that Bateman on the one?
I'm going to go ahead and assume that was in reference to Bateman.
Yeah.
Because he comboed the comment talking about the Bateman touchdown later in the game where he made the great acrobatic catch. It could have done it earlier, but DB's arm was there. It was a good play.
Yeah,
broke it up.
I agree with that on that one, Norm. And number 7, Fulton. We talked about him. He's grabby. I mean, he kind of like Stevens. He can't find a ball either. But that was... I thought Lamar, and Lamar talked about it, both touchdown passes, it's like, whoa. You know, you got to have a lot of faith and trust in your receivers.
Sure.
Because they weren't open, and he gave them opportunities to catch it, and they both did.
Yeah, and Bateman had the number 7 all over him like a cheap suit. Andrews made the play in traffic at the back of the end zone, which originally was ruled incomplete. Then it was a catch. All the way, whatever it is. But Lamar Jackson, he was talking also about, you know, having faith in the receivers. And who's our guy that calls in from Detroit? Super Rashide wants him to trade for a Hall of Fame receiver. I don't think they're available right here on November the 26th, full disclosure. But I don't think wide receiver, if the Ravens have problems, and they do, no perfect football team exists. Not the NFL level, anyway. Wide receiver isn't one of them to me, you know?
And, Bob, if you had a Hall of Fame receiver, it'd have to be the right type of guy because, you know, you're not going to get a ton of targets when you got Derrick Henry, too, and Lamar, you know, with his running and stuff. So you'd like to have a Hall of Fame receiver, but he may be bitching and complaining, you know, if he's not getting a lot of targets. And you know, some... Like, Zay had 8 targets, and Bateman had 3 targets. Wallace won. Aguilar had 1, but it was taken. Deontay Johnson had 1 target.
And he fell down.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
He may have tripped. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could go either way. But his acquisition's been underwhelming. We will say that. But we're not here to stress the negative. We're here to talk about a win. Nice bounce back win. You fall behind 10-0. You come from behind to win the game and kind of do it convincingly. The game wasn't as close as the final score indicated, 30-23.
No, that was a 2-score win for the – I just thought that the Ravens – the second half, Bob, they dominated. They pretty much dominated the second half, I thought. I mean, when you look at – even when you look at time of possession, third quarter, Ravens had it 9:40. Fourth quarter, they had it 10 minutes. So, I mean, you had the ball basically 20 minutes of the 30 of the second half, and that was domination. And, Bob, the Chargers don't even score if Lindebaum doesn't get that penalty.
Sure. Because
then the Ravens make the first down, and then it's over.
And that was kind of a,
the referees. Call. And Aikman said it at the beginning, because you were watching the other one. He said, well, one thing to get used to on Monday night, the yellow flags fly.
Yeah, and I was watching the Manning cast and Parcells. Belichick, who coached for Parcells, so there is a connection. He was losing his mind. It's like the Ravens, the illegal formation on the Henry touchdown, the pass to Aguilar early. said offensive penalties have been killing this team all season long. They're number one in the NFL in accepted penalties.
Yeah, they got 101
now. Which we've been talking about, and we'll break down stats tomorrow more in depth. But even a guy who has no dog in the fight was getting frustrated. Like, because Belichick's a stickler for detail.
And yeah.
He was fascinated, flummoxed, and angry, ultimately, is why this is a weekly occurrence for
like
them.
When I saw the Ricard one, what did Belichick say about that? I mean,
said leg whip, he called it.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
It was an attempted leg whip, I guess.
I mean, you saw it.
I know. He didn't even hit him.
Nolan, what do you think? I didn't think there was anything egregious there, but if I'm the one taking the cleat to the back of the calf there, I'd probably be like, what the hell's going on?
Right, and as they were saying on the TV broadcast, on the main ESPN broadcast, I don't know if it made it over to the Manning cast, but the penalty is to be called if he makes contact. Now, when they kept showing the replay, I mean, there was not definitive contact to me. If anything, a grazing of the cleat against the leg or the arm, maybe.
Because he whiffed on the block.
Yes.
And certainly.
And he whiffed on the kick.
It's certainly not to a point where in real time with the naked eye, the ref could make that call. I think he just saw the leg action and assumed that it hit him. Maybe the defender sold it a little bit. But yeah, I didn't really see it.
And I was listening to the Baltimore or Inside Access before Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show started because we were live from the Green Turtle and Owings Mills. And Tim Barbalace, Lallon, pointed out that Shepard's crew, they're usually not one of the leading crews when throwing the laundry. They're actually kind of letting you play. But, yeah.
Not last night.
No. I didn't know if it was a cleat or if it was it was a fly. Again, let's accentuate the positive. They did win the game.
Right.
30-23.
The only thing is, if I'm playing in that game last night, Bob, just draw back, throw a bomb. You know, 50-50, you're getting a penalty.
410-583-1057 is the number. It's Victory Tuesday. Remember, it's a short week. So tomorrow, we're right into the Eagles, who the Ravens are hosting, coming up on Sunday afternoon at 425. But if you want to talk about the win, now, if they would have been losing that game 30-23, questionable calls, people be calling up, losing their minds. I do get fascinated because I troll on social media, just Facebook. I've never been on InstaFace or what's the other one? I don't know. I don't know any of them. And I don't care. TikTok? Is that what it is?
That's one of them.
Okay. Well, Nolan, you're hip with this young people stuff. What is it? Who cares? But with Facebook, people just losing their minds after every single, I hate this team. This coach needed to be fired. Then the game, nice win. Hey.
We shouldn't get any. How many Harv's fires did we have last week?
It was 7-0, I believe, if we counted the checks.
We should get 0 today.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Yeah. But if you want to talk about the win and a bounce-back win at that, on the road against a team that had won 4 in a row, yes, the Ravens were favored, so the odds makers thought they should have won the game, and I thought it was going to be more competitive than it actually turned out to be, especially after San Diego Chargers marched down score. They were up 10-0. Like, oh boy, this is good. More same old, and the Ravens just kind of like, nah. They just kind of put the iron wall up and said, we're done. Nah, enough of this.
I was listening to Sandusky because I was driving home, Bob, and he's like, you know, I mean, you could tell by the tone of his, oh man, this could be a long night.
It made it easy.
Yeah. Oh, the Chargers did, way too easy.
Marching down the field as Herbert rushed in. But after that, they had a real hard time generating anything on offense. So the Ravens win 30-23. Lamar Jackson's quarterback rating, well over 20, 120. Henry had 140 yards. Ravens 4 sacks. We'll get into all of that as the show progresses, but join us. Ravens, it's a Victory Tuesday. The Ravens are 8-4. Now they have a colossal game coming up against the first-place Eagles heading into their bye. And what better way to go into your bye than with a win over a first-place team, maybe one of the Super Bowl favorites. Second in the NFL in points per game. Number one in multiple different categories offensively. And you hear Lamar Jackson talk about wins, losses after the fact, like they're the worst team in the league in regards to generating points, and they put 30 more on the board last night. Lamar Jackson, accounted for 3, 2 touchdowns and a rushing TD as he bailed out the Ravens after Henry's TD was taken off the board. But that's a guy that is searching for perfection offensively and ultimately is searching for a Super Bowl championship. So you can never be satisfied. You appreciate the wins. That was a big win for them, especially coming off a loss and trailing early. But I like it. Even though Lamar's quarterback rating was almost 130, still thought they could have done more.
Yeah,
offensively.
Especially, like, I mean, Bob, they come out and go punt first quarter. You know, then they started rolling in the second quarter, touchdown, field goal. Then they go touchdown, and then they punt. But, I mean, when you look at yards penalized, Bob, first series, 15-yarder. You know, second series, three plays and out, no penalties. Then the next one on the touchdown drive, they had a 5-yarder. Then on the next touchdown drive, they had 12 yards in penalties. And then on the other touchdown, minus 10. And then on the punt, minus 10, which would have ended the game, you know, if they didn't, then, you know, when Linderbaum had the penalty. But when they're rolling, they overcome penalty. Like the first and 19, they overcame that one.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and they made some, on the one drive, I think 3 3rd and 9s or 10s, they made all of them. You know, so they were good on third down, Bob. I was impressed with how they ended up 8 of 15 on third down.
And in the red zone, they handled their business.
2 for 2 against the number one.
Yeah, so they did something against a defense that had been pretty strong in some of those categories. Let's get out to the phones. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's a victory Tuesday. It's a turn it up Tuesday. I mean, we're going to be flipping it to the Eagles probably, you know, by 1 o'clock. You know what I mean? And definitely into tomorrow. Ravens, 2.5-point favorites in that game against Philly coming up Sunday, 4:25, according to ESPN Bet. Let's go to Andre in Baltimore. Andre, what's happening? It's a victory Tuesday.
Yes, sir. What's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
All good. Right.
I was just glad they didn't try to get cute on that game and stay with the game plan, you know? But I love the way the defense stepped up a little more this week. And what's wrong with – I was waiting for them to put Keaton Mitchell in. Why are they not running him? Is he still a little tanked up or what?
No, I just think – you know, I mean, Henry's rolling. He's got 24 carries. I mean, Justice Hill, what? I mean, he only had 4.
He had a big touchdown.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, where are the other carries coming from? They don't have enough carries in there. I mean, and, you know, Hill's rolling too. So, I mean, why would you just throw him in there? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. And would Keaton Mitchell have scored that touchdown, too? Yeah, he would have got there a little quicker.
Yeah, probably. We hope.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Keaton Mitchell, look, him coming back as quickly as he did based on the severity of that injury, commendable.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there will be a role for him at some point before we get into January in the postseason.
Yeah. Bob, 100%. I totally agree with that. And he's going to keep getting better and feeling better the more that he practices and plays.
But it's the number one rushing offense in football. So, sea legs, get him back ready to rock and roll.
And then if somebody gets nicked, boom, you got a quality dude right there.
Let's go to Rick in Parkville. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I want to touch on a couple things. I told Nolan, I said, the greatest player it was a cornerback, Deion Sanders. He used to grab like crazy. Never flagged him. But it was a great win, and I love Justice Hill's run. And how about that catch by Rashad Bateman?
That was good concentration.
Was beautiful. Yeah, you're not going to be able to stop that offense. And I wouldn't worry about the slow start, you know, because they warm up. They warm up. Once they get, you know, going with Henry running him inside, outside, I mean, they're not going to – I don't think anybody's going to contain this offense, you know. And the defense, give them a shout-out. They really played their heart out, you know.
2 weeks in a row?
And you notice the coverage is a lot tighter in the secondary, you know. So I think it's going to be good. And let's go. Let's beat the Eagles, you know. Let's cool them down.
There you go, Rick. Thanks for the call. Possible Super Bowl preview. Don't want to get too carried away with the hyperbole ahead of this matchup. But, yes, Philadelphia coming in, winners of 7 in a row. And yeah, the storyline behind this game was the Battle of the Birds, duh. Hey, both winning in L.A. over the weekend, by the way. Eagles on Sunday, yep. Ravens last night. But it's Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, the best running backs in football.
Yeah, and Henry's down about 60 yards to Barkley. And it's the 1-2 rushing offenses in the league, and it's the 1-2 rush defenses in the league. It's Bob, now, when you go back, you know, like we say, they didn't score in that first series. And, I mean, they take it after they're down 7-0. Their first series, I mean, Lamar goes for 5. Henry up the middle for 5. So it's 1st and 10. Then he hits Aguilar for 17.
Penalty.
You know, we get the penalty. And then all of a sudden you're 1st and 25, and you can't overcome that. And otherwise, Bob, they're 1st and 10 on the plus 40. You know, and they're moving right along. So exactly what Belichick said, that the penalty stopped that first drive. Otherwise, the Ravens beat themselves is what they do on offense.
And case in point was the Steelers game.
No doubt.
The missed field goals, the 3 turnovers, the 12 penalties, most of them on offense. That's how they beat themselves. Now, when they lose to the Raiders or even the Cleveland game, there were some defensive issues there, yep. Which at least, Vinny, for the last 2 weeks, and we'll talk about film tomorrow, have they tightened them up enough that we're feeling more comfortable when they go up? I mean, they got a good quarterback coming to town in Jalen Hurts, really good quarterback playing well. Feeling better about Zach Orr's schemes, no matter the matchup here?
Well, I think they blitzed quite a bit, Bob. They came after him. I liked the game plan because, you know, on that first one when Disley caught the ball down the middle of the field,
right?
You know, it was both linebackers were bad, especially Simpson. It was like, screw it, I'm blitzing these linebackers, you know. So, and Simpson didn't play a lot either. We can talk about that as we go, too. Simpson had the least amount of plays of those 3 linebackers. The coverage, there was no bust. We don't see anybody like what they're like, where were you? Or, you know, we don't see any of that. So that was good. And they're coming up, no balls over their heads, which is good, too. So I think they're making stride. They're improving.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Victory Tuesday. Ravens win last night, 30-23 over the Los Angeles Chargers. So they get another road win, another conference win, 8-4 on the season. Now the Eagles come to town. We'll get into that in due time. But if you want to talk about the win last night, any questions about what John Harbaugh did from a coaching perspective, you want to praise Lamar Jackson's performance, Derrick Henry, 140 more yards, 4 sacks, and Justin Herbert. Justin Tucker was perfect on his limited opportunities to do some things. So it was a strong win last night against a playoff-worthy team. Where's the praise? Well, you're quick to whine when they lose.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's just a week-to-week league. You know, you can't worry about the last week. You just got to look forward and, you know, just work on the things that we did that we didn't do last game and, you know, do it this game.
Malik Harrison, prominent role in the Ravens' defense last night, was asked about that part of the football field getting better each week, coming off their best performance, arguably, against the Steelers in a loss, and then getting that W yesterday. Malik Harrison led the Ravens in tackles last night with 13.
Yeah, I thought he played really good, Bob. And Zach Orr's smart. I mean, because Zach coached him last year. He knows what he can and can't do and what his strengths are. And, you know, they saw when he dropped into coverage at one time that it wasn't good. They blitzed him quite a bit in the pass stuff. And then the run stuff, when they run between the tackles, that's his cup of tea right there. And he was a physical tackler and like his run blitz stuff was good. And his blitzes, you know, helped him get a sack. Whoever got the sack, he helped cause that and stuff. So I liked, what he did, and he was playing, he started the game as stand up out at left outside linebacker, you know, and then they had Welsh starting on the inside.
Yeah, the sacks last night for him for the Ravens. Van Noy, Brandon Stevens, Josh Tupou, who was called up to the active roster before the game, even though Travis Jones played. And then Dape Owe got another sack.
And Owe would have had another one too, Bob, if it wasn't for a penalty. Owe's starting to get some production, you know, for his pressures and stuff. So
he's up to 8 sacks this year.
And so is Van Noy.
Yep.
Both of them are at 8.
But Van Noy at 6 in 1 month.
Yeah.
We're always starting to get one a week, it seems.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. I think for the Eagle game, I think Roquan will be back. Because you watched him. Did you see
he was
pregame?
On the sideline. Yeah,
no, on the pregame when he was running and doing all that.
No, I did not see that part.
Yeah. Nolan, you saw it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I missed that one.
Yeah, because they were showing him and he was sprinting, but he wasn't doing anything change of direction stuff. So I'm thinking he'll play this week. And you know who's going to play a lot more? You got Barkley in there. I think Simpson's going to get limited reps this next week. And I think Board and Harrison, I think they're going to get a lot more playtime to stop the run stuff.
Ravens win last night. Exciting win, 30-23 over the Chargers. I don't know. Maybe people are more inclined to complain when they lose instead of give praise when they win. Now you got a big game coming up against Philadelphia Sunday, 4:25. M&T Bank Stadium, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday. Victory Tuesday. Ravens a half game out of first place. Ed Narbutis, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Good morning, Ed.
Ravens, well-deserved convincing road victory. Slow to the party to start both sides of the ball to a 10-point deficit. Way too easy. Showed no panic, ready to ship on the fly, found their answer back rhythm. From that point on, three-phase complementary communication and execution at its best. Phase coordinators and head coach strategically on par. Came back to win the half sparingly by 1 point. Established physicality on defense, D-front discipline and gap integrity for sacks. Really liked the mindset of the vast blitz packages taking the fight to them. All stand-up defenders locked on to their skill guys. No free runners going deep. Malik Harrison, Chris Board, Humphrey, Wiggins started knocking people down. On offense, Lamar assertive to hammer what's working. Derrick Henry, downhill pad square, attacking tacklers with a vengeance to the point of wear-down result. Hill exploited that with the turn-the-corner speed burst run on entire defense. O-line cohesive engaged to the whistle, required numerous kick-out blocks, running game established, and QB touch passing. Bateman, excellent body control adjustment to make his TD catch. Flowers, immediate North Yak after the catch. Mark Andrews, all his catches were clutch. TD reception outstanding, showed great hands. Special teams, kickers did their jobs, were two blips. When you're driving a gunner out of play on a fair catch, just let it go. There's no need for a penalty there. They had one run back that they gained too much yardage on, but Tucker made the tackle on the sideline. Really liked this game because it proved positive of the football adage, the team that blocks and tackles the hardest, the longest wins. Last thing. Upcoming Eagles, they're stout both sides of the scrimmage line. Game will be won or lost there. Three skill players of concern, Barkley, Hurts, and Brown. Got to neutralize two of them. That's it, gentlemen. Have a good holiday and your call screener as well. Thank you.
All right, Ed and Arbutus, happy Thanksgiving. All the happy holiday stuff to you as well. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Chris and Arnold. Chris, what is up?
Hey, it's hard to follow that up. He breaks it down pretty good. Yep. But Harrison, I thought, played really well. I know you guys were saying you weren't sure how well he was going to play, but I thought he played pretty good. And me personally, if he plays that hard and plays that fast, hits people and is all over the place, I don't know. I would let him get some more reps in over Simpson just because Simpson looks lost this year. Maybe Harrison's making the next step. I don't know. But something's definitely off with Lamar. He's missing a lot of throws, like you guys saying. Like, and he might be hurt. I don't know what the deal is, but
he just needs, if he can't make a throw, just take off and run, because there's a few passes in the game where, like, he could have had back and just ran the ball for a few yards and got the first down. But it's been like that all season. Hopefully it changes. But it's a good comeback win. Usually when Lamar and the Ravens are down 10 points in the first quarter, it doesn't really turn out too well. But Lamar's kind of turning the page, and this is what we need for him to win the Super Bowl, is coming back and making these throws that he needs to make. But little adjustments. Hopefully the bye week will get his body right, and he can start hitting these clutch throws again.
All right, Chris and Arnold, by the way, that double-digit narrative they couldn't overcome, that's done. Yeah. They've done that multiple times this year. All right, Chris, I respect your opinion, right, and I appreciate the call. His quarterback rating was 126 last night. He's 16-22 with two touchdowns, and he ran for another. Yeah, was he inaccurate at times? Sure, early, but...
Yeah, he was 1 of 5, Bob, to start. Then he ended up 15 out of 17, his last 17 throws.
Nolan? But
I actually agree with Chris.
Oh!
And Lamar played great. We'll get that out of the way first. Yes. Lamar played great.
All right,
he was the usual self in prime time. But to me, when you get to the playoffs, when you get to those games that are just a little bit different, where every play matters just a little bit more, I'd rather see him take the sure thing sometimes. And last night, there were multiple instances of a sure thing, chunk yardage, 5 to 7 yards, first down a lot of the times, and he chose to trust his receiver. There's nothing wrong with that, but hey, there's a sure thing right in front of you, and I just think when the games start to matter a little bit more, please take that sure thing and keep drives rolling.
I don't disagree with that. I thought he made some really clutch throws on third down. The one to Flowers was spectacular.
Sure.
When he scrambled. And then to Andrews scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the other one when the third and 11 one, when Andrews got the 11 yards, when, you know, he had to step up in the pocket. Step up into the pocket and flip it to him. I thought he started out kind of slow. But you know what? If he gets the Aguilar catch, you know, does that get him rolling a little bit?
Now, are we talking, and I don't want to speak for Chris or you, but are we talking more about him hauling ass instead of sitting around waiting to make a throw with the, or make a play with the arm, or what are we talking about?
Well, here? It's all part of it. I mean, that's where he is most deadly at this stage in his career, both with his arm and his legs. Previously in his career, it was always, no hesitation, he'd take off.
Right.
But now he's proven that he can make the dazzling play, rolling out and waiting. But I think he's gone a little too far to that end of the spectrum where he's waiting way too long at some points because he's made incredible plays. Where he's up against the sideline throwing across his body and somebody comes down with it. Well, if that works one time in the middle of the regular season, that's great. But it's not going to work every time.
Hey, I was feeling the exact same way you and Chris are feeling during the Steelers game.
Yeah.
Like, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the AFC Championship game comes to mind. Anyway, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Keys to victory. Did the Ravens hit them? Or how many? In their victory, 30-23 over the Chargers on the road, coming back home, 2.5-point favorites early line against the Eagles. Kevin Hostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, get his impressions of last night's win. Now it's short week. Off to Philly. What does he think about that one?
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 Buff Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Victory Tuesday. Ravens last night, 30-23 over the L.A. Chargers in SoFi Stadium. By the way, when we get to the whip around, I don't want to tease it too much for sure. But the Ravens win for the game. Vinny does his keys as he did yesterday. So how many keys do the Ravens hit in the victory?
Well, number one was secondary stack performances. They did that. How about no explosive plays? No plays over 20 yards for the Chargers. Very impressive. And I thought, I didn't notice anything different with Hamilton having the green dot. Seemed smooth. No problems there. So, yeah, that was good. Keep getting better each week. Number two, contain Herbert running under 25 yards. He had 29. But they did a nice job.
And scored a touchdown.
Humphrey missed that tackle.
Yes.
Number three, less than 6 penalties and no turnovers. 9 penalties for 102.
No turnovers?
Yeah, no turnovers. That was big. But, I mean, when you look at the drives that they had to punt, reason being?
Penalties.
Yep. They clean that up. They can score. They'd have scored in the 40s.
We're talking big if now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's been every game. Number four, rush for over 180 yards. Definitely did that. I thought that was a key, and they were only giving up like 120. So that was good. Win teams.
They didn't lose it, but I don't know if they won.
Well, the thing that put why they lost it, in my opinion, the 40-some yard kickoff return after scoring, you give them. You know when Tucker's got to make the tackle. Come on. Stop him on the 30-yard line.
Spirited effort by old number 9, too.
Yes, it was.
He might have been out of bounds, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Got his uniform dirty.
Hey, you know what? If you're giving a kicker 15-yard penalty for hitting out of bounds, you might take that. And then last but not least, Lamar be Lamar. So they didn't get 3 of the 6. Didn't get 3 of the 6. Special teams got to kind of... The thing is we don't want to be talking about special teams, Bob, in a negative way. And we've been doing that quite a bit lately.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday, and we'll continue to do it all season long, not just Ravens-related. I mean, kickoffs, just throw the flag while the ball's in the air, which is pretty much what they do anyway.
Yeah, and Bob, what I didn't get was, in that situation, unless maybe Tucker missed it or something, Bob, why would you let him return it? Just put it in the end zone. Put it on the 30-yard line. And they got it on what, like the 45?
But either way, it's a win. That's all that matters. 30-23, let's get back to the phone. Sportsnet 583-1057. Victory Tuesday. Turn it up Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker joining us. Top of the hour from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Rodney in Randallstown. Rodney, what is happening?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing, man? First, I want to say, well, I'll talk to y'all again, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, long time no talk. Where you been?
I know, man. I've been listening, man. I just ain't calling. I've been listening, just hearing everybody else gripe, you know. Just
right.
But anyway, man, I think it was a good game last night. I thought the Ravens would win, and not win, but I thought they would play well because they seem to always show up in primetime games and things of this nature. So I guess my question would be, what is it that we can do, particularly Patrick McCurry, man, about these penalties? That's you know, costing us with these games, because he seems to be like on the end of a big penalty, two or three of them every single game. And I guess my going out question to you guys would be about Lamar. It's just like, and it's a question to both of you guys, man. Do you think his reluctance, you know, his hesitation to run is the coaches maybe telling him, hey, you know, let the play develop? Give it a little bit more time, or him just trying to prove that he can be a pocket passer. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call, and hopefully I'll hear from you guys. I mean, y'all will hear from me again, man, for the years.
Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think he has to prove anything. I think people know that he can throw the ball. We don't know what the coaches are telling them. They may be taking them, you know, hey, they may be telling him not to run all the time. I mean, I thought he was going to run a lot yesterday because it was Monday night game and coming after a loss. But he ran the first play of the game. But he didn't run much. And with McCurry, it's all technique. I mean, keep your hands in tight. What makes you want to grab the dude around the neck? You know, that's just being lazy is what it's being. Just fundamentals. That's what it's about.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens win yesterday, last night rather. 30-23 over the Chargers. Ravens now 8-4 on the year. They come home Sunday, 4:25 against the first place Eagles. They're 9-2. They're 5-1 on the road. They've won 7 in a row, but yet Ravens favored again. I think this is an appropriate spread. We'll get into that later today and certainly throughout tomorrow. But if you want to bask in a victory, only a half game out of first place, just like that, behind the Pittsburgh Steelers, at least solidify playoff stuff. Ravens did it last night. Get on in here. Let's talk about it here on The Fan.